This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Iran has threatened to decisively respond to any U.S. attack on the Islamic Republic after President Joe Biden linked Tehran to the killing of three U.S. soldiers at a military base in Jordan, AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The U.S. has signaled it's preparing for retaliatory strikes in the wake of the Sunday drone attack that also injured around 40 troops. But there are concerns that any additional American strikes could further inflame a region already roiled by Israel's war on Hamas and the ongoing attacks by Yemen's Houthi rebels on shipping in the Red Sea. The Iranian warnings first came from Amir Saeed Iravani, Iran's ambassador to the UN in New York. He gave a briefing to journalists late on Tuesday, according to the state-run IRNA news agency. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
U.S. Undersecretary of State Victoria Nuland was in Ukraine on Wednesday for talks aimed about growing uncertainty over U.S. economic and military assistance to Kyiv as the war with Russia approaches its third year.
We continue to provide security support in all categories, including new investments and new weapon systems.
Ukraine is heavily reliant on support from its Western allies to hold its own against Russia's full-scale invasion launched on February 24, 2022. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres called his organization's Palestinian Refugee Agency the backbone of Gaza aid on Wednesday after several countries suspended funding over Israeli claims 12 UNRWA staffers participated in U.S.-designated terrorist group Hamas's October 7th attacks. UNRWA says it